Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Math Magic: How to Master Everyday Math Problems, by Scott Flansburgh. Is a practical, confidence-building guide to doing math faster in the moments that matter most, without leaning on a calculator. Known for popularizing mental math as something learnable rather than mysterious, Flansburgh frames arithmetic as a set of flexible thinking tools that anyone can practice. The book focuses on real-life situations such as shopping, splitting bills, estimating time and distance, and checking whether numbers on receipts and statements make sense. Instead of presenting math as rigid schoolwork, it emphasizes patterns, shortcuts, and estimation strategies that help readers stay calm and accurate under everyday pressure. The tone is accessible and skill-oriented, aiming to replace math anxiety with a sense of control. For readers who want to sharpen number sense, reduce errors, and make quicker decisions, the book offers a structured path toward more intuitive, reliable mental calculation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building number sense and confidence. A core theme of the book is that mental math is less about memorizing tricks and more about strengthening number sense. Readers are encouraged to stop treating numbers as intimidating symbols and start seeing them as manageable quantities that can be reshaped, compared, and estimated. This shift matters because most everyday math does not require perfect precision at every step. It requires judgment, checking, and the ability to spot when a number looks wrong. The book emphasizes practice that feels achievable, helping readers replace hesitation with a process, break a problem down, choose a method, and verify it quickly. That approach is particularly useful for people who carry lingering frustration from school math, where speed tests and rigid methods can make math feel like a personal weakness. By reframing arithmetic as a set of learnable habits, the book supports confidence gains that spill into daily life. When readers trust their own ability to calculate, they are more likely to compare prices, challenge billing mistakes, plan budgets, and make time estimates without second-guessing. The result is a calmer relationship with numbers and fewer avoidable errors in routine decisions. Secondly, mental addition and subtraction, shortcuts. The book highlights ways to make addition and subtraction faster by using decomposition and friendly numbers. Instead of stacking digits the way many people were taught, readers learn to split numbers into tens, hundreds, and remaining parts, then recombine. Another common strategy is compensation, adjusting a number to make the calculation easier and then correcting the adjustment at the end. For example, raising one value to a round number can simplify the steps, provided you subtract the extra amount afterward. These methods are especially valuable in everyday contexts, totaling items in a cart, reconciling a receipt, adding tips, or estimating the remaining balance in an account. The emphasis is not just speed, but clarity. By keeping intermediate results simple, readers reduce the likelihood of losing track mid-calculation. The book also supports quick self-checking by estimating first and then doing a more exact pass, which helps catch off by 10 errors. Over time, these habits create a practical mental workflow. You begin to see multiple paths to the same answer, choose the one that feels easiest in the moment, and still stay accurate enough for real-world needs. Thirdly, multiplication, division, and percent thinking. Multiplication and division can feel like the biggest barrier for adults who want to improve mental math, so the book focuses on breaking these operations into manageable pieces. One widely useful idea is to factor numbers into simpler parts and use distributive thinking. Rather than trying to multiply large numbers directly, readers learn to multiply by tens, fives, twos, and other convenient components, then add results together. Division is approached through splitting, halving, and recognizing multiples, which can make tasks like sharing costs or calculating unit prices easier. Percent calculations are treated as an everyday skill, especially for discounts, tips, tax, and interest. Readers are guided to lean on benchmark percentages such as 10%, 5%, 20%, and 25%, and to combine them to reach other rates. This builds quick intuition for savings and markups without needing formal formulas. The practical payoff is strong. You can spot whether a sale is meaningful, estimate monthly payments, or evaluate a price per ounce comparison quickly. By tying multiplication, division, and percentages to daily decisions, the book turns intimidating topics into repeatable procedures that improve financial and consumer confidence. Fourthly, estimation and reality checks for daily decisions. Another important focus is estimation as a tool for better decisions, not a shortcut for laziness. In real life, an estimate is often what you need first. Roughly how much something will cost, whether you have enough cash, or whether your travel schedule is realistic. The book encourages rounding techniques and using reference points so readers can create fast, reliable approximations. This is paired with the habit of doing a reality check, asking whether a number makes sense given the situation. That skill helps catch common errors such as misplaced decimals, incorrect change, or misread quantities on labels. The book also shows why estimation is a practical bridge to exact calculation. If you estimate first, you know what range the final answer should fall into, which makes it easier to detect mistakes. For example, when comparing two phone plans or calculating a restaurant bill for a group, you can estimate the total before working out the details. Estimation also reduces anxiety because it gives you an immediate handle on the problem. Instead of freezing, you produce a plausible answer quickly and then refine it only if the stakes require more precision. Lastly, turning techniques into habits through practice. The book treats mental math like a skill that improves with repetition and real-world application. Learning a method once is not enough. It needs to become a habit you can access under time pressure. To support that, the content emphasizes consistent practice with common scenarios rather than abstract drills. Readers are encouraged to apply techniques while shopping, paying bills, estimating commute times, or checking totals during routine tasks. This approach helps methods stick because the brain links them to contexts that occur frequently. Another key idea is flexibility. Instead of insisting on one correct method, the book promotes choosing the simplest path for the numbers in front of you. That flexibility matters because everyday math is messy, prices include tax, discounts vary, and numbers are rarely neat. Practicing multiple strategies helps you adapt. The book also implicitly promotes error tolerance, meaning you learn to correct yourself quickly rather than fearing mistakes. That is how confidence grows sustainably. Over time, readers can expect smoother calculations, better attention to numerical details, and greater independence from devices. The lasting benefit is not just faster arithmetic, but a more proactive relationship with money, time, and planning. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want to feel more capable with numbers in everyday life, including shoppers who compare deals, parents helping with homework, professionals who handle estimates or invoices, and anyone who experiences math anxiety. It can benefit the reader's life by strengthening practical number sense. You become quicker at checking totals, spotting errors, estimating costs, and understanding percentages that affect budgets and purchases. Those changes add up to better financial decisions, fewer small losses from unnoticed mistakes, and more confidence when numbers show up in conversations or work tasks. Compared with many similar math improvement books, Math Magic stands out for its real-world orientation and its emphasis on approachable mental strategies rather than heavy theory. It aims to make arithmetic feel usable and immediate, not like a return to classroom worksheets. The focus on flexible methods and estimation also supports long-term usefulness because readers learn how to think about numbers, not merely how to memorize a set of rules. For anyone who wants a practical, motivating entry point into mental math that can pay off daily, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Scott Flansburgh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.